and we've got our Medical Monday lined up right now. Dr. Kathy on the line, ready to talk about all kinds of fun things, right?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Hey, we were talking earlier in the show about how sometimes we get those little cards in the mail about the Lifeline screenings.
This has been around for a long time. They've been in business since 1993.
Mm. See, I didn't
know
that.
I have to admit, I was a little bit skeptical, but then I started seeing the benefit in this, and I'm a proponent of folks taking advantage of this. Of a certain age. I mean, if you're in your 20s, this isn't for you.
Right.
Most of this stuff is screening for more of the chronic diseases that tend to, you know, cause trouble more in our 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're young and healthy 20-year-old, you're not going to do this. But for those of us who have risk factors or a strong family history of certain disease processes, this kind of screening may be the motivator you need to get back in, you know, partnership with your primary care provider and working on your health.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people like you were skeptical about, is it, you know, is this something that it's even worth going through and doing? Is the price, I mean, is that, you know, an affordable price, and is it going to do any good, and how does it work? Can you answer some of those questions for
sure.
us?
Sure. So this company was based in Austin, but now it's a, you know, international thing, basically. It happens also in the UK as well as the United States, and I'm not sure about other countries. They really have targeted some of the most important areas, like your carotid arteries in your neck, because that's an area that if there's enough hardening of the arteries there, you can have a stroke, right? They look at your aorta, which is the large blood vessel, but they can target that part in the upper abdomen between your belly button and where your sternum comes down to the bottom there. So they look at that because that is an area where you see hardening of the arteries, and if those things grow, they can bust and kill you, basically. They check your peripheral arteries. They check your, what they do is they put blood pressure cuffs on your arm and then your legs in various places, and they compare the ankle brachial or the leg and arm blood pressures, and they can kind of tell, depending on the drop-off in blood pressure, how narrowed your blood vessels have become in your legs.
Hmm.
They look at bone density with, I think it's heel and wrist, which is a good screener. It's not the best long-term follow-up test, but it's a good screening test to be able to tell somebody, you know what, your bones look a little weak, you should go check this out.
Mm.
And then they do some finger stick blood tests. No major blood draws, all finger stick, but they can check an A1C, which is going to tell you your overall blood sugar control, so diabetes. They look at cholesterol numbers. They look at liver enzymes. They look at non-specific tests, but for inflammation. They check your kidney disease. They check for prostate cancer and thyroid function. So this is a lot of information for very reasonable price. Honestly, you know, when we follow up with this in the office or the clinic or wherever you're going for your primary care, we couldn't do all of that for that little bit of money.
Right.
But we can target those areas that have shown up. So if you come in with your Lifeline screening, which your results are given to you immediately in some cases, and others of the tests are mailed to you within 2 weeks. So when you get these back, you can then call your care provider and mm-hmm. say, hey, I need an appointment. I got this test back and my prostate looks funny or something. I don't know what to make out of this. Okay, come on in, you know.
So,
and so then we can follow up on that particular mm-hmm. area. If you come in and they tell me, you know, gosh, my carotid arteries, they said were narrow. Well, let's do a definitive test
right.
now. And if you have insurance, typically, if there's an indication to doing it, other than your deductible, it may be covered.
Do they do this electronically mm-hmm. at all? In other words, will they send you your, that way I can just forward it to my doctor, or is it usually hard copy?
You know, it says mailed to you, not emailed
okay.
to you. So I'm thinking they send hard copies
right.
of,
okay.
of just basic results. I don't. I'm trying to remember. They don't do like 12-lead ECGs, but they will be able to tell you if your heart rhythm is not in a normal mm-hmm. fashion. So as I indicated, these are screening. These are like screening tests,
mm-hmm.
right? So you do these, and if they come back abnormal, we are going to follow up on them with more definitive testing that's not quite screening now because things may not look normal.
Sure.
So now it's more diagnostic, but we'll do more detailed tests from the office.
It's interesting because I've gotten these before, and I actually almost went to one, but just something came up, and I wasn't able to do it because, you know, the way it's marketed, it almost looks like, is this thing legitimate or not? You know what I mean? The way it's...
Well, and I think that's why this whole conversation came up from a listener inquiry, because we're always asking our listeners to weigh in on topics that they want to know about, especially when it comes to medical questions with Dr. Kathy.
Sure.
We want to make sure we're talking about things they're interested in. And I think as you get older and you start seeing things like this, you are like going, well, maybe I should do this. So being able to know that it's, you know, you might be getting some value for your money is a good thing.
I think so. And I think what they've done is they have, qualified technicians that are doing these tests. They're trained. And they double check them. If there's an abnormal screening, a second technologist will look at it. They have board certified physicians who are licensed in any state in which they're doing these screeners, reviewing most of the screening results. Now, if something is normal, it doesn't really need to be reviewed by a board certified physician, right? But if something's abnormal, they're going to look at it. They randomly audit screening results. So they don't even know who's going to check what. So, you know, you got to have a high quality if you're going to be randomly audited at any time. So they have to do that. And they've also been independently verified in side-by-side studies in hospitals. So these screening tests that they're doing, they then do the same test at a hospital and look at the two tests and compare them. So they've gone through a lot of verification and reliability testing. I think you can use this Lifeline screening for what it is intended, which is a screening service. It's designed to identify risk factors that can lead to things like heart attacks and strokes and other serious illnesses. It's not definitive, and it's not the end of the story. You don't go home and go, okay, I'm great. You know, I only had 50% narrowing of my carotid arteries. You should say, well, I'm good, but why do I have any narrowing there? Maybe I should go talk to my doctor, you know, and see if there's something I can do to, you know, slow down this process of hardening of the arteries. Or, gosh, I'm so healthy, all these tests came back normal. Don't think you don't need a doctor. Think, gosh, I'm starting from a great foundation. How do I keep this health? What may I not be doing that I could add to my regimen to stay healthy? So look at the partnership with your primary care provider to augment the information you receive on these.
Right.
So again, it's a tool.
Yes. All of this is a tool. Everything is, you know, in our hands, used correctly, is a tool. It's just how you use the tool that matters, right?
Right, sure. Yeah.
You don't want to stick a screwdriver to hammer something in. You know, you want to use the screwdriver appropriately. And so these are tools, and used appropriately can help guide you in your practices of staying healthy.
Well, it certainly sounds as time has gone on, the partnership between the medical community and these folks at Lifeline Screening has sounds like it's gotten stronger, and that you've ended up working together. Maybe it didn't start out that way, but it certainly looks like it's grown into that.
So can I ask you, well, you know, one of the things that they say on the site, they do the screenings for stroke and the peripheral artery disease and the osteoporosis and the abdominal aortic and the atrial fibrillation. Did I say that?
Fibrillation, yes.
There we go. So bad. So what about this C-reactive protein? What is 6-for-life and C-reactive protein? What is that?
C-reactive protein is a non-specific blood test. It tells us if it's elevated that there's inflammation. That's all. Not why, not how, just that there is some inflammation present. And that could be an acute problem, like if you have an acute gastroenteritis and you got sick with some, you know, illness and now you have diarrhea and you're vomiting, which you wouldn't be getting your Lifeline screen that day anyway, but, you know, maybe you had some kind of an infection, or maybe you have an autoimmune disease and you have lupus or rheumatoid arthritis.
Gotcha.
Or maybe you just have a lot of atherosclerosis and it's accelerating and you've got some inflammation going on and you're at risk for a heart attack. So interpreting a CRP out of context is impossible. You have to have context. which is why you need to bring these tests back to your primary care provider so they can put it into the holistic view of who you are, what chronic diseases you may or may not have, what acute problems or symptoms you may be experiencing, what your family history is, what's your trajectory of health, you know. You have to put it all into context.
Right. Very good. Yeah. Well, it looks like there are going to be screenings in the Lynchburg area, in the Vinton area, Roanoke and Salem, and even over near Danville in the next couple of months. So if folks are interested in finding out more about that, and then they can go online and find out more. And then hopefully that'll be a tool that will help their doctor.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This has been very helpful. You know, it's so hard to know what's legit and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate your insight on that.
Well, I'm always happy to talk with you guys. It's fun to be here, and I hope your listeners will take good care of themselves and take advantage of some of these good opportunities.
Yes, thank you so much.
We
appreciate it.
See you later, Dr. Kathy. Bye bye.
See, she always sheds light on things for us.
She does. All right, Miss Janet, we're going to finish out this hour. Then we're going to jump into the 8 o'clock hour. See what kind of things we can overturn.
There's still a lot to cover this morning.
Yeah, that's right. It is 7:49.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.